Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At 2 this afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee will announce the decision at this week's meeting. For several weeks, Fed officials have signaled that the result will be an increase of the federal funds interest rate by 0.5%, with a slight chance it might be higher. The Fed has been forced into this extreme action because of its incompetence last year in warning the public about how fast consumer prices would rise. Now it needs to be perceived as doing something about soaring consumer prices. At least, that is what Fed officials will want you to believe. Don't fall for it. Even as the Fed wants you to think it is doing something about higher prices, it is also desperate to continue massive inflation of the money supply. This inflation is a sneaky means by which the federal government takes private sector wealth without raising taxes to do so. The federal government lies about the size of budget deficits. If you add increases in the present value of the unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs, the federal government is currently running annual budget deficits of $5 to possibly $10 trillion. David Walker, former U.S. Comptroller of the Currency, has exposed the federal government's deceptive financial reports, as has the USA Today newspaper. The dilemma for the Fed is how to continue to inflate the money supply at the same time the public sees it's trimming its balance sheet and raising interest rates. Unfortunately, the solution to these contradictory goals is easy. There are about a dozen special entities created 2 years ago for the U.S. government to prop up the U.S. economy. Expansion of the Fed's balance sheet was only one of these arrangements. Now the Fed can put in the appearance of cutting back inflation of the money supply in ways the public notices, while at the same time it ramps up inflation in other venues that don't get reported to the public. This contradictory set of actions will continue to destroy the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Take action now to protect yourself. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.